This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim.
It is. Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Hope you're doing well and looking forward to edumacating yourself
better
to a large degree coming up in the next hour and a half. I'm Tim Wildman. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio. This is Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Joining me is Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And Jim Stanley.
Good morning, sir.
Filling in for the
traveling J.J. Jasper. He just finished up in Batesville, Arkansas last night and is headed home today. And he is available for speaking engagements at your church, and you can book him at jjjasper.com.
Sounds like the name of a bluegrass group.
It really does.
The Traveling Jaspers.
The Traveling Jaspers.
I hope he was able to speak, because when he left here, he was hoarse.
I'm telling you, he was battling the sinus stuff.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, you know, last week I filled in for Ed, who was filling in for you.
Right.
So I answered the phones. Relatively easy job. I can handle that. Now, the question is, since I'm filling in for JJ, do I have to come up with the jokes?
No, you have to do, you know, when JJ channels the old codger?
Right, right.
Okay.
You got to do that.
What do you mean there, Mr. Wildman?
That sounds like an old lady imitation.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm against that. Mr. Wildman.
You sound like you can't Mr. Ed. Say five words.
That's what I was thinking, Mr. Ed.
I don't know. Just go back and listen
can
to
I
JJ.
Can I just be me?
You can just be you. Okay. Just go back and listen to JJ.
Well, where's the fun in that, though?
That's true.
When he channels the old codger, and he just does that ad lib.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my goodness.
He can do that in the hallway.
Yeah, which makes me think he does it more often than we think he does. I'm talking about out in the real world.
It could be a multiple personality.
All right. Is something wrong with that?
No, sir, not at all.
Multiple personalities?
No, I think two's an advantage, quite frankly.
Hey, roses are red, violets are blue. Yep. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I. Although I am not
to
mocking.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm not mocking schizophrenia or bipolar conditions.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's how we play this game that's not so trivial, quite frankly, because of the importance to the listening family. We're going to ask three questions each, and then you can call in and answer, or you can call in and answer and ask, which is what we prefer. So you call in and answer a trivia question, or at least attempt to, and if you get it wrong, we'll try to let you down as gently as possible. Yeah.
Although sometimes we do mock.
Yeah, we do, but you call in, and then you ask us a question, and we will happily try to answer it for you.
How do people call in? Is there like a number or something that we give them?
I have that number. Would you like me to give it, sir? 888-589-8840. 888-588.
No.
No, pardon me. 888-589-8840. I was about to write it down for you, boss, and I got the numbers confused.
Let's all three give it together, can we?
888.
Absolutely.
No.
888-589-8840.
So there you have it in stereo, the number for Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
So Learning University is on the air. Professor Ed, please give us your three questions.
I'd be glad to do that, Tim. And let me just remind our listeners that one of these nine questions has been prior to the show designated as a mystery question, and if you answer it correctly, you hear this sound, and that means you win a prize. I'm not quite sure what the prize is, but you get something free. Do we know what we're giving? Is it coffee mugs?
It's coffee drops.
All right, you'll get something free.
I think it's a coffee drop.
It's a coffee mug, isn't it? Mug.
A coffee mug? One coffee mug. Okay, now we're giving one coffee mug away today.
Yes, sir. Right. That's maybe, true. Unless you decide to give away more than one.
Yeah, don't let me, Jim.
No, sir.
Stop me. Somebody hold you back.
I get carried away, and I just start handing them out like candy, and they're like $7 a piece. So would you stop me if I start doing that?
Well, as long as you give me
permission to stop.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. All right, here are my questions. First one, in honor of our missing J.J. Jasper, a true-false question. Jellyfish are made up of over 98% water and have no brain, no heart, no blood, and no bones.
Sounds like a Donald Trump tweet.
Sounds like we're talking about Congress, doesn't it? Jellyfish are made up of over 98% water, have no brain, no heart, no blood, and no bones.
Can't you see him saying something about Congress?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They're made up of 98% water. No brain, no heart. Nasty, nasty people. Second question, Bible question.
In the Old Testament, I should say president-elect.
President-elect,
Trump,
yes.
To be respectful. Right. Go ahead.
And we're going to have to get used to saying that, aren't we?
I know.
In the Old Testament, how many books fall into the category of minor prophets? I asked about major prophets last week. How many books fall into the category of minor prophets? You're just going to give me a number. You do get extra credit if you can name them all.
Now, see, you're being politically incorrect again.
Am I?
Yes, because last week you celebrated major prophets, and now you're saying, for those of you that didn't quite make the cut, how many of you were there?
For the minor. Minor prophets. Well, you get to the back of the Old Testament. All right. Hey, listen, I have a bunch of baseball questions that I didn't use up before the World Series is over, so you're going to be getting them over the next 2 or 3 weeks. What major league pitcher who stood at 6'10" and could throw a fastball close to 100 miles per hour was nicknamed Big Unit?
I know that.
Yeah. That's what I got.
What do you got, Jim? Right.
Here we go. Today's Veterans Day, and we've just recently had an election. So this is a 2-in-1 question.
Did I miss Election Day?
I think you did.
Are you telling me there was an election?
There was.
It was probably hard
and
to remember
because
nobody was talking about it.
We covered it Tuesday night.
Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, into Wednesday morning.
You were here for most of eight hours after 5 o'clock.
We did election night marathon coverage right here.
So 31 of the 44 men who have served as president also served in the military. Which one received the Medal of Honor?
Ooh.
There you go.
Medal of Honor. Wow.
Honor of Veterans. All right. Now, this one has nothing to do with Veterans Day. Which 1980s television hit was renamed El Coche Fantastico for its Spanish viewers?
El Coche Fantastico.
See, there you go.
You dug deep, Jim.
I'm in it.
This week.
It's all about learning.
I want to make
your degree of difficulty went way up.
I want to make people smarter. Can I have one more?
You sure may.
Okay. Going to the restaurante in El Coche Fantastico.
No, that's not Adam Sandler. That's
Ed Battagliano.
In
honor of J.J. and Veterans Day, true or false, actor Jimmy Stewart was a brigadier general in the Air Force. Is that true or false?
Great question.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, animals characterized by a segmented spinal column are called vertebrates. We all know that, don't we?
We do now.
You mean vertebrates?
Yeah, that. In biology, there are 5 classes of vertebrates, one of which is a mammal. What are the other 4? You understand the question?
I do.
Okay.
However, I don't want you mocking me any longer for long questions.
Wow.
Yeah, that was about 20 words. Animals characterized by a segmented spinal column are called vertebrates. In biology, there are 5 classes of vertebrates, one of which is a mammal. What are the other 4? So that's a science question from your 6th grade biology class.
You said my degree of difficulty had gone up.
No, that's a great question.
That is.
The largest part of the human brain controls thought and voluntary movement. What is it called?
The pizza center.
I don't think so.
The pizza center controls the brain. See, it does. Right, you say it more and more, it sounds more and more plausible, doesn't it?
Hey. Number 3, food shopping was greatly simplified after the 1937 invention of what? In 1937, something was invented to facilitate food shopping. And what was it? So those are my three questions. Here we go to the phones. We welcome your calls. Learning University is on the air. American Family Radio. We're here every Friday with this show. We figure, you know, Monday through Thursday, we do a lot of heavy talking about
a lot of heavy lifting
and issues that are very, very sometimes heavy. So today, Fridays, we just decide to have a little fun, but also increase your IQ and make you
we guarantee the increase of IQ. One percentage point for every time you listen to Trivia
Friday. A whole
Friday.
Percentage point or whole 0.1?
No, a whole percentage point. Okay. You listen to this show 36 weeks in a row, your IQ will go up 36 points.
Wow.
Yeah, 36 points, not just percentage points.
All right.
So there you go, people. I mean, you're wanting to go to college, you know, off to university.
Listen to this here show.
Listen to this here show. You can that'll enhance your resume as you apply for school.
Right.
At other. All right, what do we got, Ed? Who are we going to?
I've turned this over to Jim Stanley.
You delegated?
I'm delegating to Jim Stanley. He does a great job.
Jim, where are we getting called?
Mike from Oklahoma is welcomed to Learning University. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hey, very good. Very good. Nice day today.
Hey, brother, it's a great day. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Let's try both.
All right. Which question do you want to take a shot at?
Let me make a stab on those the Old Testament books, Minor Prophets.
All right. In the Old Testament, Mike, how many books fall into the category of minor, inconsequential prophets? Just no, minor.
Okay, 12, a dozen?
It is.
Wow,
that.
Well done.
Like a baker's dozen?
Like a baker's dozen.
That
now, Mike,
13.
That's true, baker's dozen. Can you name them?
All right, here's what we're going to do. Jim, I know you told you to stop me.
Don't do it.
I know.
Don't do it.
I can't help it on this
right,
one.
Right, this one calls for it.
Yeah, if Mike.
For bonus.
Way, if Mike can get all 12 of them. Then we will send him a AFR coffee mug.
All right, that's the challenge, Mike. Can you name him?
Okay, I see. It'd be Hosea.
Yes.
Joel.
Yes.
Amos.
Uh-huh.
Obadiah.
Yes.
Jonah.
Yes.
Micah.
Correct.
Nahum.
Nahum is correct.
Habakkuk?
Yes.
Zephaniah?
Yes.
Haggai?
It is.
Zechariah?
Yes.
And last, Malachi.
No. I'm sorry, but that is the only Italian prophet in the Bible. I insist on you pronouncing it Malachi.
Malachi.
No, you got them. You got them
all
right.
Woo!
Well done.
That's impressive right there.
There it is.
I don't care who you are.
And he got
That's
him.
Impressive.
Just bang, bang, bang. That
yes.
was really good.
Excellent, so, excellent, Mike.
I'll ask Mike and Ed, you can comment on here. Why are they minor? I mean, they work there.
I think just because they're shorter. They're shorter books. I think
they should have
I
called them shorter books.
That wouldn't have been acceptable either.
What are the shorter prophets?
Yeah. So the other ones were taller
minor
prophets?
Just makes you feel like, you know, you gave it all.
Yeah.
And then you're called minor.
Yeah,
you know?
You're minor. Who
yeah,
cares? You know,
you barely made the cut.
You, Zephaniah, I'm
you barely
sorry.
Made the canon.
just barely. Mike, did you have a question for us?
I do, and sorry, JJ's not there, but he might have a good shot at this. But I'll try it on you guys anyway.
Well, good luck with that.
yeah, there was a woman named Geraldine or Jerry Mock, and she did something famous. Other women had tried it, but she was the first to do it. Can you name what it was?
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here. For just a second, Mike, don't say yes or no. By the way, do not hang up, Mike,
right.
After we're done with you. We're going to put you on hold and then get your address to send you a coffee mug. All right, guys, do you have any idea who Geraldine Mock is?
Geraldine Ferraro is the only Geraldine I remember.
Well, now, there was, I remember the Flip Wilson show, Geraldine. You remember Geraldine?
Yeah, the devil made me do it.
Her husband was killer. I'm going to guess.
All right.
I'm just going to guess, Mike, that she was the first woman to cross over Niagara Falls on a wire?
No.
Wow. Right.
That was a good guess. Just right off the top of your head, Ed, that was a very good guess.
I thought of the most bizarre thing
it was. Yeah.
Well, you got us, Mike. What's the answer?
Yeah. She was the first woman to solo fly around the world.
Well, wow. See, when he said JJ would have a good shot at it.
Oh, that's
we should have
the first one
it.
To do what?
Fly around the world solo.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So low.
Okay.
What does that have to do with the height off the ground?
So low. Wow. Yeah, that was so low. That was so corny.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, brother.
Okay. Thanks
and
for calling.
And then Cindy Roberts, who's running the board back there, is going to get your address so we can send you a free coffee mug.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's deserved. I know I said that may be the only one we hand out, but that was deserving of it.
Yes.
All right. The minor prophets. All right. You listed all 12. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Keep on going, Jim. Who's next?
Ann from Tennessee is calling. Ann, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey.
Hey.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Amen, sister.
Which you can still buy, fortunately.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Ann?
I'll try to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I think I'll try Kim's brain question.
Okay.
That's a big question. Okay. I don't think we all get that.
Do we still have immunity?
No, you don't. Don't start commenting on my brain. Yeah. That's personal. All right. The largest part, my question is, which our caller wants
Ann
wants to answer, is this. The largest part of the human brain controls thought and voluntary movement. What is it called?
Would that be the frontal lobe?
No, that's a good guess because I think that's a part. That's in that brain family.
It is.
But that is incorrect. But a good guess. Good guess.
Okay.
And everybody gets a trophy.
Okay. On this show.
So you get a participation trophy. Ann, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I would like to know how Andy Griffith got his start back in the day when his show started. How did he get his start? How did he?
Well, we do have at least one Andy Griffith
fanatic
on staff here, right? No, we have several on staff, but Ed. Ed Vitagliano would have the best chance to answer that. Ed, what do you think?
I just don't know. I think he was just a
movie star.
He was a singer.
Okay.
Andy
Griffith himself
and,
was a
and
singer.
He was, yeah. And he was a movie star. He played in a movie. Actually, I think Don Knotts was in it. I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. It was when he was drafted into the military.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I just can't think of the name.
I can't think of the name of that. You know the.
I can't remember the name, but I remember the movie.
Oh, something about sergeants. I just can't remember. I can't recall. Help me out, Ann. What? No time for sergeants. No time for sergeants.
Okay, you're kind of off base.
Okay. Well, that's not unusual.
This question alone is not the only way to know that. That's
way off base. Ed, you're saying, is that a personal insult you've hurled at Ed? He's way off base.
I'm so off base, and I don't even mind.
No, what is it? Give us the answer.
Yeah, give us the answer, Ann.
Okay. Well, back in the day, you know, Danny Thomas, he had a series called Make Room for Daddy.
That's true.
And he was in great admiration of men who had children, especially male children, and they had no mother.
Mm.
So what he did was he brought Andy Griffith in on his show. He wanted to make a pilot when he was doing his show and go on in and stop in a town that had a sheriff that had a son, you know, and that had no mother. So he brought Andy Griffith in, and well, actually, he didn't bring him in. He put him on the show, and they went to Mayberry and did the show, and that's how Andy Griffith started was appearing on Make Room for Daddy.
That's true.
On Danny Thomas.
Wow. I remember that. I remember
that
episode. He did have the character on, the actor on as well. And I actually remember that episode. I forgot all about that. You are so correct, Nan.
Mm-hmm. Listen, before you hang up, I want to tell Tim something.
Okay, Ann.
Okay?
You tell me.
Tim?
Yes?
I want a Maltese dog, and you are the only person that I know that's got one. So if you know anybody
it's a very manly dog.
Maltese, I want you to let me know.
You want to buy a Maltese? You want a Maltese for your pet?
Yes, I don't have a pet. I live
all
alone,
right.
And I don't have any pets.
Well,
and I want a Maltese.
All right, you email me.
Person.
You email me, okay? I give you my email.
Okay.
I'm not going. This email address is a general address. So,
right, but we will.
But
get
I
the
will
message
get it
to you.
Email me at comments@afr.net.
Well, I don't have email, so can I just call 1-800-FAMILIES?
Yeah. Yeah, you can call and go to extension 227,
okay.
And I'll talk to you today or Monday, okay?
Because I will also ask my wife. We'll figure something
right.
out.
Right, we'll recommend something for you.
Okay,
where's Lauren Kitchens when you need her?
You. I love you all.
Thank you,
all
Ann.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks
you
for calling.
Well, yeah, I got a little Maltese.
See, now we're going to have somebody call in. Hey, I'm looking for a 1965 Chevy.
Hey, we'll just have swap shop here. We'll start swapping animals and chickens. And
y'all mock that, but I did a Trading Post and it's one of my first radio jobs.
Oh, really?
And I'm going back 30 years, but we had a local Trading Post every Friday morning.
Is that what you called it?
That was
Trading Post.
That's exactly
so
what it
people
was.
Just traded things?
Yep.
Wow.
And it was sponsored. It was sponsored by a local bait shop, and their catch line was, our bait catches fish or dies trying.
So. Hey, Jay, speaking of JJ.
Oh, there you go.
Were we?
Speaking of JJ, I don't know if we told this before. JJ Jasper, this is 30 years ago or so, before he started working in American Family Radio, he had a tree service.
Right. I remember that.
Okay, he had a tree service. And by that, I mean he took a chainsaw out and cut down trees.
Right.
That was his job by himself. I think he had a helper. But
he climbed them. He didn't have one of those, you know, buckets.
That's back when he had a good back. And he said one of his advertisements was, Jasper Tree Service, we'll go out on a limb for you.
Oh, man.
There you
yeah,
go.
I thought that was pretty clever.
That is
it was
clever. I like
for a tree
kinda.
Service company.
Yeah.
You're listening to American Family Radio Trivia Friday. We're going to take a break right here. A short break, so don't let your brain go into freeze mode. And we're going to be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday. We'll repeat our questions and get back to the phone. Stay with us.
On the next Today's Issues, there's plenty to talk about.
Our Today's Issues Facebook page is alive and active and buzzing, and Walker's putting all this all this stuff that we're talking about, we're putting on our Today's Issues Facebook page.
Newsmen Fred Jackson and Steve Jordahl will be here.
And Jeremy Wiggins is in studio with us as he joins us each Monday morning.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR, and online at AFR.net.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We're going to Israel in March, March 9 through the 17th. We'll be going to the land of the Bible, the Holy Land. We'll be seeing so many places every day. The days are just full of things you've read about in the Bible. And one of the things that I enjoy about our trip is wearing people out. And we'll be wearing folks out during our trip of Israel, because I know that when folks pay to go to Israel. They want to see it all, and we'll be seeing it all, including Bethlehem, Jericho, Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Nazareth, and much, much more. Won't you join us on this special tour of Israel in March? For more information, just call us and we'll send you a brochure at 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES, option 5, or go on the web at twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Young ladies from Wellesley College are having a difficult time coping with Hillary Clinton's loss. Mrs. Clinton is a proud graduate of the all-female school. The Boston Globe reports students were seen weeping in the moments leading up to Donald Trump's victory. To make matters worse, the girls were also traumatized after two frat boys from Babson College drove through campus in a pickup truck waving a Donald Trump flag. Oh, the humanity! Sigma Phi Epsilon called the incident abhorrent, and the boys may be punished by the college. The quivering co-eds at Wellesley perceived the drive-by as racially offensive and gender-demeaning. What, because Hillary got beat by a man? Sounds like the campus was overrun by hysterical women gone slap crazy by the sight of a Donald Trump flag. Come on, girls! Man up! Oh, wait, can I still say that? I'm Todd Starnes. That is the battle hymn of the Republic. Today is Veterans Day, so we thought we'd play something appropriate to commemorate this day. Ed, I know your dad served in the Marine Corps.
He did.
And this is Thank a Veteran Day, isn't it, Jim?
Yes, sir.
So we wanted to do that in honor
of veterans. Yeah, I tell you, my dad's, one time I introduced my dad to some friends, I think it was around here, and I mentioned my dad was a former Marine, and he said, no, I'm not a former Marine. He said, I'm retired. If they call again, I'll come back.
Wow.
And you know, a lot of our veterans, that's a common thing for the Marines, but our veterans, we're so thankful.
In all branches.
In all branches. We're so thankful for them. And I know their heart to serve their country, they would all do that. And it is great that we honor them on one day of the year, Memorial Day as well, I guess so too. But every day, if you see a veteran and you can pick up their lunch tab or do something, at least
our
active military. That's right, and just thank them for keeping us safe because their lives are on the line.
Right.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Professor Ed Vitagliano is here. Visiting Professor Jim Stanley. We're just about to give you tenure, Jim.
I'd appreciate it.
Professor Jasper is absentee quite a bit.
Right.
And I don't know what the problem is there.
Every now and then one of you guys are out, and I'm in for you.
Right.
So I'll continue to work until I get there.
But anyway, I'm Dean of the University, Tim Wildman, and we appreciate you taking class with us. We're about to repeat our questions that have heretofore.
There it is.
I said,
there it is.
I said, heretofore have gone
unanswered. You know, we forgot that last week, Ed, when we were talking about Tim. Yeah,
I just don't feel like I should use that word. That's
you don't
Tim's
get a chance
word.
To use heretofore much. And, and why even have it in the English language?
There's a reason for that.
Why even have it in the English language if you can't use it? Is the way I look at it. And so it
must have been a time in our nation's history where we just liked cramming all kinds of words together to make a new word.
Well, there's not many things I'm passionate about, but using heretofore
is one of them. There you go.
What do you got, Professor?
All right, here are my questions. True false question first. Jellyfish are made up of over 98% water and have no brain, no heart, no blood, and no bones. Mm-hmm. And I make no bones about that. Is that true or false? Second question, what major league pitcher who stood at 6'10" and could throw a fastball close to 100 miles per hour was nicknamed Big Unit? Mm. And I got another nickname question, this time basketball. I'll add this one. What NBA star was nicknamed the Mailman because he always delivered?
Oh, all right. There you go. Here we go.
There you go or here we go?
Here we go.
You got to pick one.
Well, I was
there you go.
That's right. And that was for Ed's questions. Now, here we go is for my questions.
There you go, Jim.
There you go. Which 1980s television hit was renamed El Coche Fantástico for its Spanish viewers? You like that? I know you do.
Yeah.
31 of the 44 men who have served as president also served in the military. Which one received the Medal of Honor? And then a true-false question for Mr. Jasper and for our veterans. Jimmy Stewart was a brigadier general in the Air Force. Is that true or false?
Is that true or false?
Here are my three questions. The largest part of the human brain controls thought and voluntary movement. What is it called? And it's not lower...
it's not frontal lobe.
It's not frontal lobe. Or back end lobe. It's neither one of those. Here's my second question. Animals characterized... Now, listen, you got to pay attention to this question, people. You can't be distracted looking off the side of the road. You're going to have to pay attention to this question. Animals characterized by a segmented spinal column are called vertebrates, right?
Yes, sir.
Vertebrates.
Vertebrates. What did I say?
Vertebra, which is in the backbone.
No, I don't know.
Well, that's part of what he's talking
it's
about.
It's one of those things
vertebrates.
Where
I will not back off this. It is vertebrates.
Okay, vertebrate. Okay,
it's and it's been a pleasure working with you, sir.
Although I'm the dean, I'm open to learning. So are you telling me that the correct pronunciation of this is vertebrates?
Vertebrates, or you can say vertebrates.
Okay.
You just can't say vertebra, because those are the individual bones.
I want to be right on this. I don't want to be... laughed at out
and,
in public.
And I've heard heretofore worked at AFA.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
All right, here's the question. Animals characterized by a segmented spinal column are called vertebrates. In biology, there are five classes of vertebrates, one of which is a mammal, which is what you are. What are the other four? What are the other four kind of vertebrates? Everybody got that question?
Yes.
I know it's a more lengthy question than Dean Tim usually has, but I decided to stretch myself and get you a question that had more than 20 words. Here's
that
my third.
That was worthy of learning university.
Here's my third and final question. Food shopping was greatly simplified after the 1937 invention of what? There you go. So here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840. Please don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. We like to let as many new people on the program as possible. If you want to send us an email, here it is, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Today's Issues Facebook page, you can go there as well. What do you got, Jim? Who you
here
got next?
Go. Matt calling from Texas. Matt, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm out here in Abilene, and JJ would always say, I've been there a time or two.
JJ's been everywhere a time or two.
I was just thinking that. And also, Tim, not to take any credit from all you guys from sunup to sundown, but, you know, getting Abe on there that Tuesday night, thank you. I know you kind of sounded a little bit there. But
you mean our Tuesday night election night coverage you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, get Abe.
Yeah, we were here a long time.
Can you get Abe on there? And you kind of went, wait, what's going on here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We got Abe on there enough. We got him on all he needed to be. But we got him in there.
Well, he's just so smart. He shows the rest of us up.
I'm just kidding. Abraham Hamilton III, Abe, is a wonderful addition to our team here. And I don't blame anybody who wants to hear what that brother has to say.
That's a fact.
Go ahead. You want to ask or answer or what?
I want to ask and answer. That one about the jellyfish.
All right, here it is. Jellyfish are made up of over 98% water and have no brain, no heart, no blood, and no bones. Is that true or false?
I believe that's false.
No, that is incorrect.
Well, then so what would be the answer?
So, well, no, Ed holds on to these, man. He can,
true or false?
Yes.
No, that is the answer. No, your answer of false is incorrect, so we will leave it for somebody else to answer. No, no, it's the answer is true. Jellyfish are made up of 98% water, have no brain, no heart, no blood, no bones. I got that question when we were at the Memphis Zoo. A few Saturdays ago, we took the grandkids, and I saw that under a display. They had, you know, the jellyfish float, and I thought, I took a picture of it. I said, this is going on Trivia
Friday.
Let me tell
you something, my friend. They may not be made up of anything, but they can ruin your day at the beach.
Yes, they can.
That's true. And they sure can.
That's and true. So that removes them from Tim's question then, because they would be an invertebrate.
They would be an invertebrate.
I wonder, though, you ever seen that commercial on TV about sports clothes, and they close it when they say, why are you even here? I'm wondering the same thing of jellyfish. They don't have anything.
No brain, no heart, no blood, and no bones.
They help.
That's Harry Reid we're talking about. is he a jellyfish?
He's there. Hey, there's a lot of spineless, brainless people.
Emotional distress by saying that.
Just kidding. All right, brother, you got a question for us?
It's Matt calling from Texas.
On this cartoon show, it's an older cartoon show. I'm gonna name three characters. In what show were they on? It was Jack Mercer, Mae Quest, and Jackson Beck.
Those were three actors that were on a show, and you want to know what it was?
They were the voices of the three popular ones on the show.
So it was a cartoon.
And I'll give you a hint. I'm a veteran. And okay, I'll give you another hint. I'm a veteran in the Navy, and this kind of goes along with that.
All right.
Oh,
so they
SpongeBob.
Did... No.
Well, it was worth a guess. SpongeBob's in the water.
So this is a cartoon, and these guys did the voices. All right.
Charlie Tuna.
That wasn't a show.
It was a spinoff.
JJ it,
okay, so this is a show, and name the guys again.
What's the best tuna chicken
Jack
of the sea?
Mercer,
that was good.
Mae Quest and Jackson Beck.
All right, and you said one hint is you were in the Navy, and
yes,
that should be a hint. Okay, guys, so it's
right.
All right, I'm just going to. This is probably wrong, but I'm just going to tell you what I thought. In case one of those,
because he'll go no.
One of those things that I'm just going to say Johnny Quest.
No.
See, there you go. That's what he wanted to say.
Was that Tell Any Mermaid you happened to see? What's the best tuna is chicken of the sea? Was that how that went?
Sorry,
hey, Matt.
Sorry,
why don't
Charlie.
You?
Food involved in it. It has food involved in it. It's, well, actually, I guess it would be a vegetable.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, but
are you Veggie Tales?
Well, it can't be veggie. What does that have to do with the Navy?
What?
That's spinach.
Oh,
spinach.
Popeye. Oh, Popeye. It's got to be Popeye. Right.
Thank
right.
you.
But yeah.
Hey, well, I want to tell you something, Matt. When you give four or five hints like you just did, even we can
That's
answer
right.
the question.
That's a fact.
Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, what is one in one? Come on, guys. You,
Come
can,
on,
do
you
it.
Can do it. It's not, if it's not false, it's true.
All right.
Okay, hey, thanks, guys, thanks, Matt.
I hang up. You know anybody who has some nanny boar goats for sale? I know you have.
Send that request to comments.
We'll keep you just keep listening, and maybe somebody call in. Y'all can hook up and trade some stuff. How about that?
God bless you guys.
All right, thank you
very
thanks,
much.
Matt.
We got a little music to go along with that question and answer right there. Alrighty, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, that was my, when I was a little boy, that was my favorite cartoon.
What, Popeye?
Popeye, man, loved it.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Pluto.
You did watch a lot of it, didn't you?
You gonna be okay?
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We are gonna continue to take your calls. We appreciate you listening. You can send us an email if you'd want to at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Did I say .net? I don't know. I slurred my speech right there, didn't I? Comments.
Oh, I think they got it.
comments@afr.net. And you can do that. You're listening to American Family Radio. We got our video going in here in the studio if you want to watch at our Today's Issues Facebook page. Amos in Ohio. You're on, brother. How you doing?
Real well. You gentlemen?
Hey, we're doing great. It's Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to ask, answer, or do both,
May
Amos?
I please do both.
You can. Which question you want to take a shot at?
I believe it's a question that goes, of our 44 presidents, only one has been awarded the Medal of Honor, sometimes called the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Most of the time called that the Congressional Medal of Honor. All right, go ahead. Who was it?
Theodore Roosevelt Sr.
It is Theodore Roosevelt.
Wow,
great job.
So Teddy Roosevelt?
Teddy Roosevelt, Rough Riders.
And
if I may, Slick Willie gave him his Congressional Medal of Honor. So he got his Congressional Medal of Honor like 50 years after he died and 40 years after his son got the Congressional Medal of Honor. Theodore Roosevelt Jr. was Brigadier General at Utah Beach.
Wow.
And they kind of played him in The Longest Day.
This gentleman knows some military history.
Who played him in The Longest Day?
Henry Fonda.
Henry Fonda. Okay.
Played Teddy Roosevelt?
Oh, I think there was a scene there where they said, we don't want the son of a former president dying on the beach or something, and Henry Fonda had some kind of great answer there. But I think I remember that scene.
And ironically, he died a month after D-Day of a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
Still leading his troops.
All right.
Well, that's you know what? That's that for Veterans Day, that is a that's a good piece of history to know, because
absolutely,
that's the kind of dedication our men and women of arms in arms have to our nation's security. Thank you for that, Amos.
Did you have a question for us?
Now, for my question for you, please. Would you rather a Sacagawea question or another Congressional Medal of Honor question? Your choice.
I'm personally probably not going to be able to answer either one, but what do you guys think?
Well, Sacagawea trivia you're talking about? Go ahead.
Sir, yes, sir.
Fire away.
Sir, okay, yes, okay. Sir.
Her husband's name was Toussaint Charbonneau. Mr. Toussaint Charbonneau named a mountain range for Lewis and Clark on their expedition. What mountain range did he name, and why do we say it in his language, not translating it into English?
Oh. That's a three-part question right there. I think. Did you say Tupac Charbonnet? What'd you say?
Toussaint, like the French word for All Saints.
Toussaint.
That's also a wine.
Charbonneau.
I'm not advocating alcohol consumption. I'm just saying I think that's a wine.
Toussaint or Charbonneau?
Chardonnay, not Charbonneau.
He was winking at us, Amos. I think he was putting us on.
Restaurants when they ordered Charbonneau. Repeat the question one more time. I'm sorry. I was distracted. Professors Jim and Ed here just don't take this show seriously. And I try to. Go ahead and repeat the question.
So Sacagawea's husband named a mountain range while he was working for Lewis and Clark. What mountain range did he name? He named it in French. Why do we say it in French instead of saying it in English?
Okay, it's going to be in your northwestern part of the country. I'm trying to think of a mountain range in the Rockies that would be French. We don't know the answer.
It's the Grand Tetons.
Oh, okay.
And I'll leave it to you to figure out why we say it in French, not in English.
I've heard that. We got you. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Amos from Ohio.
Amos, thank you for calling.
AFR.
Thank you, Amos. Appreciate it. Famous Amos calling in. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to repeat our questions now for the final time this half hour.
All right.
Go ahead, Professor Ed.
All right. What major league pitcher who stood at 6'10" and could throw a fastball close to 100 miles per hour was nicknamed Big Unit? Another nickname question, what NBA star was nicknamed the Mailman because he always delivered? And since we had a question about the Minor Prophets, let me throw this one in. It's kind of easy. What books make up the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible?
The Pentateuch?
Of the Law.
The Pentateuch.
All
or
right.
Pentateuch, either one.
Amos is not one of them.
No, he's not.
He isn't.
No, that Amos is just a minor prophet.
Minor.
He just made it.
Minor. A lesser prophet.
Huh? True or false?
A down the list prophet.
down ballot.
Pardon me.
Barely got your name called prophet. Go ahead, Jim.
Can I go?
You can go.
Okay. True or false? Jimmy Stewart, the actor, was a brigadier general in the Air Force. Is that true or false? And then what 1980s television hit was renamed El Coche Fantástico? For its Spanish viewers, and I apologize to those of you that speak Spanish.
So we just had French spoken and Spanish spoken.
Right.
Spoken. We're a very multicultural show.
We are.
We are.
Go ahead.
That's the only two I have right now. All right,
here are my three questions. The largest part of the human brain controls thought. Excuse me. The largest part of the human brain controls thought and voluntary movement. What is it called? Number two. Animals characterized by a segmented spinal column are called vertebrates. In biology, there are five classes of vertebrates, one of which is a mammal. What are the other four classes of vertebrates? You got your mammals, which is what you are, people. You're a mammal. And then you got four other ones that are vertebrates. So I want to know what the answer to that question is. And finally, this question should have been answered long, long ago.
Wow.
But it hasn't been. And the question is simply, food shopping was greatly simplified after the 1937 invention of what? And if this person got royalties on that invention,
their
family's going to live for a long, long time on an island somewhere in the Caribbean.
That they own.
Yes. All right, back to the phone.
Here we go. Ginger calling from Kansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Ginger,
I'm a great grandma.
You're a great grandma.
Congratulations. I don't know that you should really be bragging. Oh, you're talking about you are a. Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying you were a grandma who's great. But okay. Ginger, you want to answer,
Brent,
or do both?
You've got to get us a rim shot in here at some point, man, just to keep us moving. All right, Ginger, ask. Okay, which one you want to answer?
About the invention for grocery shopping.
Oh, this is. I want to hear the answer.
There you go, Tim. You called him out.
I'm sorry, I was looking at a text I got. What did y'all say?
the grocery store invention. We got to repeat the question.
Okay, here's the question. Food shopping was greatly simplified after the 1937 invention of what?
The shopping cart.
The shopping cart.
Well
the shopping
done.
Cart. You know, that's one of those things that, Ginger, that you think about, how did they get by without it? You know what I'm saying? The shopping cart. Before, you know, I mean, I guess they had hand baskets, but I mean, my word, how much food can you carry in hand baskets?
And you just go up and
it
back
also
and
increased back. The weight, you know, of everyone in the country.
I'm wondering, though, if before that invention that you really didn't need a cart because people didn't do that much.
Right.
They had a couple. They had a couple sacks, but people did.
They probably got their groceries at little mom and pop little grocery stores and stuff like that
from their neighbors. So, you know, people
throw in the back of the wagon.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But good answer, great answer. Shopping cart was created in 1937, and it changed the world of shopping there.
Yes,
the shopping world has changed forever.
Right,
never been the same.
Ginger, what was your question for us?
It's kind of a riddle.
All right. Riddle me.
Okay.
Don't expect much, though. We're not very good at that.
Lower your expectations.
Go ahead, Ginger.
I've heard this since I was a little girl, and my granddaughter had never heard it.
So here we go. Railroad crossing, look out for cars. Can you spell that without any R's?
T-H-A-T.
There you go.
Oh,
Jim.
That's sneaky.
Jim Stanley,
look at that.
Just right on top of that.
That's
I was
it.
About to get the question repeated. Jim didn't need that. Jim just right for it. That's great. Ginger, thanks for the riddle. What was the riddle again, though? Tell us what it is that Jim answered so quickly.
Railroad crossing, look out for cars. Can you spell that without any R's?
Can you spell that? That's
thank
tricky.
You.
Thank
very you,
tricky.
Ginger.
Very good.
All right.
Jim, did you heard that riddle before? Was that just
your... Well, the question in the riddle was asking you to spell the word that.
Yeah, gotcha.
So there you go. Thanks, Ginger. Have a great weekend.
All righty then. Back to the phones we go with another
caller.
Another caller who's
potential
wanting,
student.
Who's wanting to
improve themselves.
Make themselves better.
Or betterer, as Ed
betterer,
says.
Yes.
More smarterer.
Much more smarterer.
Terry, welcome to Trivia Friday. Terry is calling from Oklahoma.
That's right. How y'all doing?
Hey,
doing
Terry.
Good,
good morning to you, brother. Thanks for calling. And there hadn't been an earthquake out there today, has there?
Well, not yet.
I keep reading in the paper, Oklahoma's having like earthquakes every third day. I'm going, what
We're
in the world?
Earthquake capital of the world right now.
I just don't think about that with Oklahoma.
I know it.
But anyway, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Well, the vertebrates that are...
All right, let me ask the question, and you can answer it. So the new listeners can know what we're talking about. Animals characterized by a segmented spinal column are called vertebrates. We all remember that from sixth grade science class. In biology, there are five classes of vertebrates, one of which is a mammal. What are the other four?
Well, there's fish.
Yes.
Amphibians.
Yes.
Reptiles.
Yes.
And birds.
Yay!
Wow, well done.
Good science knowledge there. Birds, fish, reptiles, and amphibians. Amphibians, what is an example of an amphibian?
Were they
a
minor
frog.
Prophets?
A frog.
A frog's not a reptile?
No, a toad is, but a frog is not.
What? Seriously, there's a difference.
There's a difference. Mock me if you want.
Yeah.
there's a difference.
There's also...
Can you eat both legs? That's my main concern.
I don't think anybody I know eats toad legs.
Terry, right. Terry, I think there's also something called a toad frog, isn't there?
A toad frog, yeah. Toads and frogs are both amphibians, but some people think they're different because you see... The frogs around a lot of wet places and toads in dry places, they're still amphibians.
Well, anyway. Like a horned toad is not an amphibian,
now,
is it?
A horned toad's a lizard.
It's also,
well, there you go.
A reptile.
Yeah.
They're also pretty good at football.
Now, let me say one thing. Those shopping carts were vented here in Oklahoma City.
Really?
By Gold and Sylvan. And yes, they still do get royalties, and they're quite a wealthy family here. They used to own a little grocery store chain
look at
here
that.
In Oklahoma City called Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty,
and,
okay.
Wow.
Sylvan Goldman
started those shopping carts.
Now, see, Terry, if you had played that right, that could have been your question to us. Where were they invented?
Yeah. You know, that Terry, thanks
invented
for that.
Invented in Oklahoma. Wow.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Go ahead.
We also had the parking meter invented in Oklahoma, too. That's the curse of the...
We don't appreciate that one as much.
Yeah, we're real grateful for that. Thank you, Oklahoma. Does he have a question for us?
My question for you is, who in the Bible would be charged with road rage?
We're just about up against the break. You better tell us. Give us the answer, Terry.
This Jehu, for he drove his chariot furiously.
Oh, there you go. All right,
that's
Terry.
That's good, Terry.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, do you have a great day. Have a great weekend, Terry. Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to take a five-minute break for news, and then we'll come back with the last half hour of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You stick around. We'll see you back here in a few.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.